All righty, welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast. You're on the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike Spirazza in studio today. We had the opportunity to go to Phoenix, Arizona this past weekend to the Turning Point USA America Fest conference. We had the opportunity to interview a lot of different people. Today, we will be showing you MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, the QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley and January 6th prisoner, and also political media person DC Drano, otherwise known as Reagan O'Hanley. All three of those interviews will be played for you today. We will start today with Mike Lindell. Enjoy. USA,
home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
From the land of the free and the brave, USA, I love my country, they can't take that away.
All right, here at Turning Point USA America Fest with Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Mike, thanks for joining us. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little election integrity because you're all over it. So tell us some of the initiatives you're doing right now, what you're finding, and how you're fixing that major issue in our country.
Well, first of all, that's the reason MyPillow's been attacked since August, because I announced the plan then, and they've had my company just under the worst attack in history. Which we've made it through, that was trying to be a big distraction so I don't implement this plan. And it's you can find that on lindellplan.com, everybody. Check it out. It's working. We're going to get to, we have over 200 counties out of 3,000-some committed to paper ballots at the 2024 election. As you see, it can be done. Argentina just got a judge said, hey, we're outlawing these machines. They switched over in 4.5 months. They had a real election. What a concept,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And we have over 300,000 people working in every single state and every single county. And what we're doing, we're going back to them this time around. We've been to them all, but now this time around, we're going to go back to each and every one and say, here is now we have evidence that the machines were online. We're going to give them every reason why they would not want to go to paper ballots hand counted. And so we have a lot of more tools than we have now. We have these devices show the machines were all online. We also have the RNC passed a resolution in August, very important resolution, paper ballots, hand counted, same day voting, precinct level, signature required. Now, why is that important? It's important because for the last 2 years, as we went around this country, the biggest blockers, bar none, have been the Republicans. You wouldn't even believe it. I mean, I'm going, okay, obviously you're a uniparty traitor, but it doesn't make sense. And I could give you example after example. You'd think you'd be able to go into South Dakota, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and get our election platforms on a playing level fair. Now, no chance.
Can I ask a question, though? What is the hesitation with Republicans? I don't get it. Is it just the uniparty or is it Trump?
No, it's the uniparty. Definitely uniparty. You have great Republicans out there, but the ones that are in key position. I'm going to give you an example. In Arkansas, Cleburne County, Arkansas, last January, voted to go paper to just paper ballots hand counted, no machines. All over Arkansas, our people on the ground there, like the great Colonel Conrad, Will Huff, they got like, I don't know, 20-some more counties were going to come on board to go to paper. This guy named Kim Hammers, a senator there, he's got his own radio show, disgusting guy. He puts a bill through, are you ready for this? And so he's a Republican. He puts a bill through a couple of weeks later and says, if a county in Arkansas goes to paper ballots, we're defunding your county. Now, you say to yourself, why would a Republican do that when the people want paper ballot? And uniparty is the only thing I can think of. That's a word that's come to me. People called them rhinos. Yeah. I call them uniparty because there's both sides where this party. Remember, the Democrats wanted these machines gone for 2 decades.
Right.
You know, we have evidence going all the way back where the Republicans used it to cheat their election.
Yep.
So, you know, maybe that's how they got in.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. But there's a lot of blocking that's went on, and it's mostly been the Republicans, and it's disgusting.
What is the uniparty scared of?
They're scared of Donald Trump. Uniparty has been this teeter-totter going back and forth. Okay, it's your turn. Now it's your turn. This is the Clintons and the Bushes and then the Obamas and the Clintons, you know, and all this stuff. They have planned our elections. This goes a long way back. Now, how do I know this? I've lived and breathed it now for 3 years.
Yep.
Every moment of my life, digging deeper into this and going, what did attack our country? What did What was the 2020 election all about?
Yep.
Four things: the CCP, the globalists, the deep state, and the Uniparty.
Yep.
That Uniparty, when you have a deviation in human behavior, and I'll give you, so let's start with Doug Ducey in Arizona, right here in Arizona. I was living here in Arizona when on the 2020 election. Doug Ducey, we're texting back and forth a week before the election. He's wanting all these donations from me. I'm going, and now you have this corrupt election, and right here in Arizona, Rudy Giuliani is reading off 10 hours of evidence. The first hour into it, Doug Ducey calls up and says, you know what? Tells the whole nation, nothing to see here in Arizona. Our election is for Biden. Now, you can't explain that. Why would you not at least wait for the evidence to be talked about? Why would I go down to Alabama, John Merrill, the Secretary of State, they're a Republican, you know, in Alabama, supposedly all red, right? We get into Alabama and I go, John, look at your voter rolls, which, by the way, he charged me $40,000 for. He had to add crime onto crime. So here I get charged this criminal thing for $40,000. Now, I go, John, look at you have 4,600 people in Alabama that voted, and they're over 110 years old. And you know what he said to me? Well, Mike, we live pretty good here in Alabama, don't we? I said, you know, John, that's not funny. It's criminal. And you know what he did? Then we had people on the ground when they were testing the machines there. By the way, I don't even have to say the brands. They're all the same. And we run off this GMS technology. Well, anyway, we had people on the ground that went to Kinko's and Office Max and stuff and bought typing paper and printed ballots, went in there for the testing, and they all worked. Well, what John did when he heard wind of it, and we had it on tape, he shut down the public to be able to come to the testing, and he bought more machines to monitor machines for every county in Alabama. Why would a Republican do that if you're trying to secure your election? It's disgusting. Go into South Dakota to get the cast vote record. Not one was given to us. You know, cast vote records show exactly what happens in an election, whether it's computer manipulated or not. And it's been a fight. And now with this new resolution that the RNC came up with, we'll be able to go back around and say, hey, we're going to give the clerks every reason. Like when I used to sell my pillow at home shows and fairs, if you were going to buy a pillow for me, I invented it and I made it every anything would come out of your mouth, my pillow would have, so you couldn't say no.
Right.
Well, I want one that you can adjust. Here you go.
Yep.
I want one you can wash and dry, Mike.
Yep.
Here you go. I want one that stays cool. Here you go. I want one that has value. Here's a 10-year warranty. Now, if you still say no, you don't want that pillow, you weren't going to buy one in the first place.
Right.
So what we're doing when we go back around to these clerks, these secretary of states, these county election officials and say, hey, we want to go to paper ballots, hand counted. Everything that could come out of their mouth, we've took care of.
Sure.
If they say, well, our machines aren't online. Yes, they are. We have a device that shows they are now. We just did it.
Yep.
Okay. Now, if they say, oh, it's going to cost too much. No, it's 10 times cheaper with paper ballots, hand counted. Well, it's so complicated. No, it's not. We've already done it. We developed the system. We did it in Osage County, Missouri.
Yep.
And went off with Democrats, Republicans working together last spring, and they were done the same time as the machines. But get this, 100% accuracy.
Yep.
What a concept.
Yep.
So then we show all these clerks this. Now, if they still say no, they want to keep the machines, what are they?
Yeah.
They're a uniparty traitor to the United States of America, period. Well, that's it.
What's pretty amazing about it is that both sides of the aisle, you think this would be one of the most important issues of our country, free and fair elections, and they just don't care. That scares me. 2024 prediction from you.
Well, our great real president called me the other day and he said, Mike, you know, the only way I lose is if they steal it again. I said, and he says, are we going to have our elections secure enough by then? I will say right now that Donald Trump wins in a landslide. That's what he would win if we didn't have any computer manipulation. But I think we're going to have enough gone and enough people, counties are going to step up that if they did it like that, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb. Remember, when the mafia used to skim off casinos, you couldn't just skim one casino or one game or one table game or even the food. You couldn't because you have to lower the water level. You have to skim off everything or it stands out.
Right.
If I told you here in Arizona, Donald Trump won 5 million to Biden's 100,000, everybody would say there's a computer error.
Right.
And regard, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So This is what we're going to have enough righted that we will, and enough things done, and we've got 10 months to get it done. The plan's laid out at lindellplan.com. So I really believe, and I'm not God, it's, you know, it's God willing that if God wants to happen, it's going to be enough will be done. Donald Trump will get back in. And he asked me the other day, called me on Thanksgiving, wished me happy Thanksgiving. And he says, Mike, he says, our country is getting, you know, just decimated. He goes, by the time I get back in, I don't even know. He said, there's so much to fix. And I said, sir, God's picked you for such a time as this. And him working through you, you'll get it done. Yep. He goes, yeah, that's right.
Yep. We should be so lucky to have another four of Donald Trump. I hope we do. Yep. How do people find you, Mike?
They got, you know what? I'm on all social media and under Real Mike Lindell. But you guys really need to go get the Frank Social app. That's Frank Social. Or go look up Mike Lindell apps. They have a Courage app, all these apps.
Yep.
And we need to spread the word. But the biggest thing is lindellplan.com. That will help save the country. I want to say one more thing. I'm behind this movie that came out, Let My People Go. That movie is going to help save this country, too. Use promo code Mike. You can get that at frankspeech.com/movie. That movie is going to spread the awareness, which I've had to do before, you know, with all my movies, because they try and suppress my voice. They've done everything. You know, let's attack My Pillow and bring it down so he shuts up. Well, that didn't work.
Yep.
You know,
it's good thing it didn't work. Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
For having me on.
Thank you. All righty. We are live from Turning Point USA's America Fest with the one and only Jacob Chansley, a.k.a. the QAnon Shaman. Jacob, what have they done to you, man? You and a lot of the January Sixers, what has this weaponized government done to you?
Well, they have smeared my public image. They have gone after thousands at this point of people. They've demonized a whole portion of the American population. They're destroying this country and what we stand for.
Yeah. I think what's crazy to me is we have these committees that were set up with Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and people like that, and they purposely withheld information, right? We know that now. We've seen the footage. How does that make people like you feel that you had to go through all this and they purposely withheld things from you and the American public for that matter?
You know, I am not a reactionary type of person.
Yeah.
When you are reacting, you are always playing defense.
Yeah.
So when it comes to my thoughts and my emotions about it, does it upset me? Of course. Do I allow that to enrage me to the point of clouding my judgment? No. That's why I'm running for Congress.
And I'm going to get to that at the very end because I do want to talk about that at the very end. What does America need, though, to get out of this rut we're in? What do we need? Is it another term from President Trump? Is it term limits? What do we need to fix the problems that we face in America every day?
Well, so it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all, you know, solution. Getting a president in the White House that has American values and understands and believes in the Constitution is essential. But it's also the same thing. It can also be said for the legislative branch.
Yep.
In fact, that's just as, if not more important, because if we get enough people in the legislative branch that vote the right way, then a president can't veto the bill.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
We can also end up pruning the judicial system of corrupt or old judges through having a strong Congress, okay? We can also defund certain regulatory bodies and bureaucratic agencies if we have the Congress. So while getting somebody like Trump is important, it's just as, if not more important, to get a bunch of people like Trump or that have the balls to take on the deep state in the Congress. And that's why I'm running.
Yep.
Because I'm running on a single bill voting law is the first thing. Second thing, an amendment for term limits for congressmen and staff. Third thing, criminalization of lobbying. And the fourth thing is seven-figure fines, expulsion, and prosecution for all Congress members caught insider trading. So,
very smart.
Yes. So there is a very real way to go about doing this and pruning the deep state and draining the swamp and keeping it drained. But the question is, how many other people in the Congress or are running for Congress have the balls to do and say what it is that I am doing and what it is that I'm saying?
What do you think the answer to that question is? Because I have my doubts that it's not very many.
Well, the funny thing is that Matt Gaetz and a Democrat congressman from California are actually touting my campaign platform as their anti-corruption plan. So it obviously, they know it resonates with the American people. They don't want to give credit where it's due, but it's obviously resonating with the American people. And they want to create the appearance that they care about solving these problems. But these issues, clearly, Republicans and Democrats can agree on. So then why vote against it? So that's what I'm saying. Like, this idea is, that I have, the, these tip of the iceberg, basically, of what it is that I'm proposing, is something that can unite the country and unite the political parties to save this country.
Real quick last question. The Department of Justice is now going after people's Twitter accounts, right? We know this. After the Trump January 6th thing, they're going after who retweeted them, who commented on things, direct messages. That to me is the scariest thing. You've dealt with this stuff. How do you fix that? Do you just blow it all up? Do you get rid of the whole thing? I mean, how do we fix that problem?
No, it's about top down. Get a new AG. And fire some of these U.S. prosecutors that are ignoring very real crimes and going after political opponents. It's about clearing out the system. The system isn't bad. It's who's running the system that's bad.
Right.
And the thing is, there are actually good people trapped in a bad system.
Yep.
So we don't want to get rid of everybody,
right?
But we do want to get rid of some people. And sorry, you're fired.
Yep.
You're fired.
Yep.
You're fired. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And we have to really vet the people that we then hire and see what it is that their background is, what their, you know, what their beliefs are. Are they taking money from China?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All these things are really important.
Sounds a lot like draining the swamp a little bit when you say it that way. How do people find you and get involved in your fight?
You can go to my X or Twitter account at America Shaman. That's America Shaman at America Shaman on Twitter. Or you can also go to my campaign account for X and Twitter is Shaman for the number four,
yep.
Congress, Shaman for Congress at Shaman for Congress on X or Twitter. You can also go to my website, ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com, ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com at ForbiddenTruthAcademy.com. We have literally dozens of hours of free content, courses, podcasts, interviews. There's also some really kick-ass merch. My book is for sale on there, One Mind at a Time, A Deep State of Illusion. Or you can go to my congressional website, ShamanForCongress.com. That's Shaman, F-O-R, Congress.com, ShamanForCongress.com.
Well, thank you for all you've done, and thank you for fighting the good fight. We need more of you out there, so thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely. All righty. Mike Spiraza live here at Turning Point USA America Fest with the one and only Rogan O'Hanley, otherwise known as DC Drano on X. What's going on? I mean, Trump is surging in the polls right now. He was at the UFC event last night looking great. Fans were going crazy. What are your thoughts about what's happening right now as the election is getting closer and his lead is getting bigger and bigger?
As Trump himself has said, I'm the only politician in history to get indicted and see my polls go up.
Yeah.
And every time they indict him, his polls go up higher because the American people are awakening to the corruption of this Biden regime. I don't call it a Biden admin. I call it a regime.
Yep.
And I think X is such a pivotal platform to get the truth out. That's like Charlie said yesterday, the biggest victory for free speech in our lifetimes, possibly in decades. So it's given us the chance to crack through the narrative. And Trump is a very common sense guy. He's a good guy. When you actually meet him, he's funny. He's nice. He's charismatic. He's common sense.
Yep.
And now his message is finally getting out there. And that's why his polls are skyrocketing.
I'm going to get to Ron DeSantis and the rest of the field in a second, but let me ask you about the X or Twitter. I wasn't on there before Elon really bought it. I had a minimal following, didn't really pay attention. What is the biggest difference that you see in terms of, is it growing followers? Is it just being able to say what you want to say? You were on there before and after. What is your feeling about how different social media is now that Elon Musk bought Twitter?
Yeah, I was banned for 2 years under the old one because I question the integrity of the 2020 election. How dare I question our political procedures?
Yep.
I'm a licensed attorney. So I really like that I'm able to post at all on X. But in the 1 year I've been back, since Elon brought me back, over a million new followers. A lot of people are growing fast. Yep. And Elon predicted, he said, we're going to see these independent journalists with bigger platforms than the traditional media people. And that's what we're seeing. And so it's also changed the game for the entire social media spectrum, because they're all copying what Elon is doing.
Right.
The paid blue checks and having less censorship. As much as there still is censorship on these other platforms, they've gotten rid of some of it. You're allowed to criticize certain medical procedures. I don't know where this is being aired, but you're allowed to do that more. And that's because of Elon, because they're realizing he's got the buzz, he's got the fastest growth. So they're copying him.
Last question for you. In terms of the rest of the field on the Republican side, Ron DeSantis' campaign has been as big of a disaster, I think, as I've seen in a long time. Nikki Haley is obviously getting establishment donors. Vivek Ramaswamy's run a campaign that's been America first, I would say, right? What are your thoughts about the rest of the field and where they went wrong or what they're doing right?
I personally don't think it was a good time to run against President Trump. He's the guy. He's the most popular president we've had, especially some of them who Trump basically created.
Yeah.
I live in the state of Florida. I very much am a big supporter of Governor DeSantis as our governor.
Yep.
What he did after getting endorsed by Trump, he wouldn't have won the primary in 2018 if it weren't for Trump. So it doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth that he did that. Now, obviously, people can run, right? It's a free country. It's election. But, like, it's politics. It's personalities. Yep. It's loyalty. And when this guy's getting indicted four times and you're trying to run against them, I question your motives, especially if you're not calling out those indictments, but you're instead trying to say, well, look, he's indicted.
Was it vote bad advice maybe, instead. Though, he got? Bad advice?
I do believe so, and I'm not sure from who, but, you know, I still support him as governor, and he's done a fantastic job in the free state of Florida, but should have waited.
How do people find you?
DC Drano on all the platforms.
Instagram, Twitter, X. I can't get that right yet.
Truth.
All right. Perfect. Thank you again, Rogan O'Hanley, or DC Drano, as most of you know him. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening, and thank you again to Turning Point USA for having us, the Financial Guys Media Network, in attendance for America Fest this past weekend. I hope you enjoyed all the interviews, and we will see you next week. USA,
home of the brave. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. From the land of the free and the brave, USA, I love my country, they can't take that away.